Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2134. 5 Common Push-Up Mistakes to Avoid by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, your host. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. 5 Common Push-Up Mistakes to Avoid by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Push-ups. Maybe the most primal and basic of all exercises. We all know what they are. We all try to do them and know they're good for us. But like squats and pull-ups, 95% of the people I see doing push-ups do them wrong. Rut-row. Right now, you might be wondering whether you're in the 95% or the 5%. You might also be wondering what the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow is. Well, I can help you with both of those. The answer to the second question is 11 meters per second. As for the first question, I'm going to make sure you are in the 5% by the end of this article. Here are the 5 most common mistakes I see when people do push-ups. If you're concerned at all about your shoulder health or longevity of your muscles and building functional strength, listen on. Build an incredibly solid foundation and you'll be on your way to attempting more complex bodyweight movements in no time. But like the foundation of any house, you need to start with a solid base. That solid base means doing functionally correct squats, push-ups, and pull-ups. Let's put the fun back in functionally correct push-ups. Yes, I realize that's not a thing, but trust me, the jokes are only going to get worse from here on out. 5 mistakes people make with push-ups. Mistake number 1, flaring your elbows out wide. In a correct push-up, hand position and elbow position are crucial. Your elbows should be tucked in slightly, not out like a chicken. Solution. Imagine you were trying to give someone a light push. You wouldn't squeeze your elbows directly into your side, and you wouldn't lift your elbows up to your ears, hopefully. Instead, you will likely fall somewhere halfway between that. In other words, when you drop into your standard push-up, your upper arms should be at your sides at about a 45-degree position to your body. Your hands should be slightly wider than shoulder-width apart. Be sure to set yourself with a good starting position, with your hands about shoulder-width apart, on the ground, or just slightly wider. Too wide will allow those elbows to flare outwards. Mistake number 2, not doing a full rep, and not knowing what a full rep really looks like. Not sure if you're doing a full rep? Solution, touch your chest to the floor, and check your ego at the door. If you can't touch your chest to the floor and do a proper repetition, see mistake number 5. Mistake number 3, not maintaining a straight line from head to toes. Don't do the worm. Your whole body should move up and down together. We often see this when people get tired or do too many reps. their upper body comes up before their lower body. Your body should basically be in a plank position from head to toe, core tight, butt clenched, through the entirety of the reps. Solution: tight gut, tight butt. First, simply make sure you aren't doing the worm, and if you are, squeezing the midsection and hips is an easy-to-remember cue. Mistake number 4, your head and nose touches the ground first. Your chest should be the first thing to touch the ground, not your nose, unless you're Pinocchio and you've been telling lies. Solution: stop lying. Also, keep your head tucked back slightly to prevent the chicken head. If you follow the other cues to make sure you're achieving a full repetition, poor head alignment will be obvious because it will hit the ground. Mistake number 5, trying a variation that is too hard with too little strength. When we load too much weight on an exercise or try a body weight variation that is too difficult or attempt more reps than we have the strength for, form breaks down in all sorts of weird ways. If you try the solutions mentioned already and still can't manage a pretty push-up, then an easier push-up variation is the best course of action. Solution: easier push-up variation. If you can't do a push-up with proper form, work up to them. If you need to, start with knee push-ups. If you need to start with something a little easier, try doing push-ups with your hands on a stable, elevated surface. You can also combine the two and do knee push-ups on an elevated surface. Set good form now and you will make progress much faster. It is far better to do easier variations with proper form than to do not so great regular push-ups. Start doing better push-ups today. My dear rebel friend, you now have everything you need to get started down a healthier path to crushing push-ups. To recap, 1, ensure proper hand and elbow position. 2, make sure you're completing full reps. 3, keep your body straight. 4, keep your head in line. And 5, when in doubt, build up your strength with easier push-up variations. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Common Push-Up Mistakes to Avoid by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. When I think back to the minor injuries that I've experienced in my years of weight training, I realized that those injuries usually occurred when I wasn't using proper form. And those injuries tend to flare up when I don't use proper form now. So I've had to learn kind of the hard way. And so Steve is absolutely right. If we can build that solid foundation now, you're going to be able to do more complex movements with a lower chance of injury later. You're going to find that a push-up probably feels easier when your elbows flare out a little bit, but don't do that. And with regards to the position of the head when you're doing a push-up, I would say, yes, 95% of folks maintain the wrong head position when doing a push-up. Now, this is going to shock you. I was watching Batman Begins the other day. I know, what a big shocker. Batman's my favorite superhero, and I happened to be watching that movie. And Christian Bale was doing that move where he was doing those push-ups right after he got out of bed. And I noticed, I was like, oh, his head position is actually incorrect. That's what an uber nerd I am. Not only will I rewatch a movie from over 10 years ago, but I will critique the exercises in the movie. That's hardcore. And so Christian Bale's head position when he was doing those push-ups was actually pointed down too far. He needed to tilt his head slightly upwards. And to steal from Tony Horton of P90X fame, imagine there's an X on the ground just slightly in front of you. That will help you raise your eyes and your head just a little bit so that's in perfect position when you do that push-up. All right, that's another edition of Optimal Health Daily. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back with our usual Sunday bonus episode in just a second, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.